I'd like to reconvene the October 22nd, 2019 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is item number 13, public hearing proposal to establish emergency amendment as a permanent part regulation pertaining to amberjack and cobia. Here? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Commissioner. Shut up already. Here we go. Okay, this is a public hearing to establish the emergency amendments as permanent part of a regulation of Chapter 4, VAC 20-510-10, pertaining to amberjack and cobia to address closing state waters as a result of the recent closure of federal waters for commercial cobia. For the third year in a row, NOAA Fisheries announced that they were going to close federal waters just a few days after one of our commission meetings, so we've had to do an emergency amendment to close our state waters as well to try to coincide with that. We did that in September at our September 24th commission meeting. It was approved, and if you approve the changes today as permanent, they will become the regulations will become permanent as of today. On August 28th, they announced that they were going to close commercial fishing for the Atlantic Migratory Group of Cobia, which is Georgia through New York, they thought it would be to exceed the 50,000-pound allowable catch limit. That was going to take effect September 4th. The closure affected only the commercial fleet and the federal waters. Virginia decided to close state waters effective October 1 to avoid landing cobias during this federal closure and try to limit the coastwide overages as well. Looking at some background from Virginia so far to date, as of October 15th, we've harvested 21,902 pounds. There will be some late reports that come in at some point, but that's what we have right now. North Carolina, we don't have the numbers for them at this point, but they average about 37,000 pounds over the last 5 years. So those two states combined make up 92% of the commercial harvest the past 5 years, and those two states alone exceed the annual ACL of 50,000 pounds. Having September 30th as being the last fishing day of the season for commercial fishing also coincides with the recreational sector, which will close on September 30th. And it should be negligible impact to the commercial sector because less than 1% of the harvest occurs between October and December. And you can see from this graph the low percentages of harvest that occur in October and December. It's very low. The season has closed in December in 2014, and for the last 3 years, we've closed on September 30th. We have two regulatory changes we're making. The first is an administrative change. When we were updating this regulation, staff noticed edits were necessary to Section 20, which is page 2 of the regulation. On April 1st, 2018, Section 20, subsection C, prohibiting gaffing of cobia was removed, but that section was removed, but the title was not removed. So the section in red, which is the title, will be removed, and now Section 4, VAC 20, 510-20 will read recreational fishery possession limits, seasonal closing, and vessel allowances. And the main purpose for this was to look at the commercial fishery and possession limit in the season. And all we're changing is we're changing subsection B, which it was 2018 before. We're changing that to 2019, and we'll read, in 2019, it shall be unlawful for any person fishing commercially to harvest or possess any cobia after September 30th. And the staff is recommending the commission establish these emergency amendments as a permanent part of regulation to Chapter 4, VAC 20-510-10, pertaining to amberjack and cobia to modify the season closing date of the commercial cobia fishery. This will be the last year we have to do it this way because the federal government will no longer be involved with the seasonal closures. It's moving over to the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and we will have to manage our quota accordingly. So we will be probably coming forward the commission in the spring to some regulations as far as commercial reporting.
Questions of Mr. Gear by members of the commission? Somewhat of a semi-permanent regulation amendment.
Okay. Got it.
Questions?
I have a comment.
Yes, sir. Dr. Neal?
Cobia fish has been really good.
Yeah.
And this year, you know, we did it last year too, this emergency regulation closing it, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, it was kind of just a paperwork thing. This year it actually did something. The COVID were still here. Well into October. It was kind of, they're showing up earlier, they're staying later.
Yeah.
And so we actually did something because the recreational guys were still just catching, releasing them after that October 1st.
And a lot of guys, you know, catching them off of Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Quite a few catches off of Virginia Beach.
Yeah. Tell them to talk to the croaker. Anyway,
maybe the COVID ate them all.
Yeah, really, good ad. Any further questions or comments? Okay, pursuant to the code, this is a public hearing for this matter. Does anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter, for or against? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission. Dr. Neal.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
A second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. France or Tankard or both. Whichever one you want to put down, Jamie. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.